We now come to Queen Elizabeth I. It's the year 1558, and she will be Queen of England until 1603. The roll call of the famous of those 45 years has produced a whole library of studies for each individual character. Just think of some of the names. Elizabeth herself, Cecil, Walsingham, Essex, Mary Queen of Scots, Darnley, Knox, Gresham, Dudley, Hawkins, Raleigh, Drake, Frobisher, Sidney, Cavendish, Whitgift, Spencer, Marlowe, Shakespeare, Bird, Johnson. And these are but a few. There's still hardly a town in England without a pub or street named after a character from the reign of Elizabeth I. So, where do we start? Perhaps with Churchill's view of the England which the 25-year-old Elizabeth knew when she came to the throne on November the 17th, 1558.
Few sovereigns ever succeeded to a more hazardous inheritance than she. England's link with Spain had brought the hostility of France and the loss of Calais. Tudor policy in Scotland had broken down. The old military problem of the Middle Ages, a Franco-Scottish alliance, again threatened. In the eyes of Catholic Europe, Mary, the Queen of Scots, had a better claim to the English throne than Elizabeth. And with the power of France behind her, she stood a good chance of gaining it. Even before the death of Henry VIII, England's finances had been growing desperate. English credit at Antwerp, the centre of the European money market, was so weak that the government had to pay 14% for its loan.